See terms of use.
Climbing. Today's theme, the word of the day today, is climbing. Let us climb every mountain. I think Roberta sang a little bit of that to us. All right, okay. In order to reach your goal, must not worry, Richie, about others. Just have a clear idea.
That's right.
I'm looking you right in the eye. I'm taking my glasses off, as a matter of fact. I'm looking you right in the eye, Richie.
Yeah, I see.
And telling you that you must have a clear idea of what it is that you want to accomplish, and with that clear idea, you will then accomplish, because you have in your head, you have set about the business of figuring out what it is that you need. It comes from clear thinking.
If you have no idea of what you want to accomplish, how will you ever accomplish anything?
Well, that's it. You got to have some idea about it. Is that a challenge to what I was saying, or is that a challenge to the audience?
No. It's a validation of what you were saying.
Yeah,
I guess, because if you don't say in 5 years, in 1 year, in 10 years, in 1 month, I want to be this.
Yeah.
How will you ever get anywhere?
You won't.
You just kind of, when you go on a trip, you know the end destination, right?
Yeah. But in order to go on the trip, you've got to start the trip.
Right.
You must have a beginning.
And you just don't get on the road and just drive and go, okay, well, wherever I end up is where I end up.
Of course you do. That's fun. Hey, breaking news.
Yes.
Yeah.
Breaking news. Where's my sound effects? Hold on. Can I go into the news helicopter?
Yeah.
Breaking news.
Oh, I like that. Oh, baby.
Oh, God, that hurts. Anyway, President Obama is going to release his birth certificate.
Yay!
And he's going to address the birther controversy at 9:45 today, now.
Right.
What do you know?
So there isn't a conspiracy between Obama and Donald Trump. I was good for a while, though, anyway.
Well, I was good for, three hours.
Roberta, earlier today I said that I thought that it was possible that there could have been some sort of conspiracy between the forces of Republican evil and Democratic evil to discredit the Republicans so the Democrats could make them all look foolish talking about the birther thing, and therefore they would stay or get a little more power in the next election. That was my theory.
But it looks like everybody's just discrediting themselves honestly.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
That's
impressive, though, that for all this time, Obama's just been like, whatever. I'm not, it's not worth paying attention to.
He took the Trumpster.
And the Trumpster is able to get him to stand up and go, look, here is my birth certificate.
President Trumpster, huh?
Which he hasn't done, even though he's been pushed and pushed and pushed and pushed to do it before.
I think I have a copy. This is just, Michael, this is a certificate of live birth.
Yeah.
This isn't the birth certificate.
And in my insurance policy, I have a certificate of liability.
Right.
So what's the difference?
Birth certificate certifies that you were born. A certificate of being born alive versus, what is the difference?
COD, I think.
Really? Cash or master charge.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So anyway. That should prove it, though, right?
If it's can't tell you where they swipe the credit card.
It has become
because the certificate of live birth is issued by the hospital, not the government.
Yeah, but
and it can be issued at any time. It doesn't.
All right, so I'm looking right now.
It can be issued a year after the fact. It doesn't.
All right, so here I have a copy. I just check this out. I just did a little Google search. Michael found this for me as well.
There it is.
Barack Hussein Obama II, right? This birth, male, single, August 4th, 1961, 7:24 p.m. Let somebody do
a twin, single baby.
Oh, I get you.
I just am going to do something.
He's so smart.
I'm going to do it.
I want to go back into my news chopper.
All right, go ahead. Me too. What else? I want you to
that
turn
really
the video
does
on.
Hurt.
You know what? Very interesting. Both he and Clinton are Leos. Mm-hmm. All right, so here's August 4th, 1961, 7:24 p.m. You will be generous and broad-minded. You have universal perspective. As a Leo, you are creative and magnanimous, yes, with practical skills and powers of attainment. Friendly and cheerful, you attract people. Also indicates strong leadership potential and suggests that you do not like to be in a subservient position. I have to check with his wife on that. The sub-influence of your decanter, Sagittarius, encourages you to expand, and in combination with your optimistic outlook, inspires you to courageously take chances. When you fear the unknown, this influence can also work adversely and undermine your capability to perform record achievements. By trying to resist an inclination to be impatient and bossy, you can develop tolerance. Detachment and balanced attitude to life will enable you to avoid many frustrations.
Beware of a man with a bad hairpiece.
Yeah.
Adopting a responsible outlook may inspire you to explore your true potential and become a leading specialist in your chosen field. Although you prefer to deal with the larger picture, in your enthusiasm you may forget about the small but vital details. Yeah, like the deficit. But learning to be thorough and methodical, you can enhance your prospects of success. From childhood, you're likely to be interested in social activities and being the center of attention. From the age of 18 onward, you have a progressed sun that moves into Virgo. For a 30-year period, you become more conscientious, thoughtful, reserved, and discriminating. So from 18, so he was elected when he was 48, right? How old was he when he was elected? That was a 30-year.
Something like that.
Really?
Maybe his son was in Uranus when he became a politician.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, the son. The son. That's the oldest joke in the world.
Oh, come on. I said it the right way so not to offend.
Still works.
Anyway, his progressed son has entered Libra. And if after the age of 48, you reach a turning point. This brings a strong emphasis on partnerships. Your creative abilities are enhanced. You wish to develop any latent musical, artistic, or literary interests. I'm guessing what I know about enough. I know enough about this to be dangerous. And I'm thinking this twist and turn, these sort of things, it would be interesting to see how my life turns, Richie. This same information, the same book, says in July, things really turn a corner for me. Let's see if that happens. If that's the case, we'll go back to this book. Because this book suggests that Obama has reached his apex. At his 48th year, he's going to top out. And that's why I asked you, 1961, he's 50 now. So his apex was achieved when he was 48 and he got elected president. And that's it. Which would suggest that he was not and going. He's not going to get a second term. All right.
That's pretty scary. That's pretty accurate, huh?
Anyway, so I'm looking at all of this stuff on. Everybody else got this birth certificate? We put this post-its. They're going to be posted everywhere. Why bother,
it's
right?
It's going to be everywhere, yeah.
Okay. So let's see here. Residence, mother, town, yada, yada, yada. Name of the hospital. Kapiolani Maternity and Gynecological Hospital. Honolulu. Residence of farm or a plantation. My God. What the hell do they put that in a birth certificate for? No is the answer. Let's see here. Father, race of father, African.
Yeah, isn't that unusual?
Yeah, this is very strange.
Shouldn't the race
stuff.
Of the father, don't they
race of mother,
black,
Caucasian?
White or Caucasian or
was the father
Asian?
African or was he, yeah, I mean African,
is African
means.
That's a continent.
Right, birthplace.
Not race, is it?
All right, we're here. Age of father, 25. Birthplace, if foreign country of father, Kenya, East Africa. Unusual occupation, student. Kind of business, university. Mother's maiden name, Ann Dunham Stanley. Father's name, Barack Hussein Obama. So he's junior, or the second, as it's suggested here. Birthplace of mother, Wichita, Kansas. I've never seen a picture of his mother. I don't know. I wouldn't know what his mother looked like. Is she a good-looking woman?
Sure, you have.
I think I saw one of her.
She was attractive.
Younger.
Yeah.
All right, she signed. the birth certificate, and the doctor states, I hereby certify this child was born alive on this date an hour stated. Okay, so then what else do we have here? This is over, right? What is this?
Let's talk to the doctor.
Yeah, yeah. Find out if it was really Obama. Somebody switched him at birth. Okay, is this? Have we had enough of this? I've had enough of it a long time ago, actually.
I'll let somebody else hash it out.
Yep. Okay, anyway. So that's that story, and it is what it is. It is. Does this put it to rest?
We'll see.
It'd be interesting to see how he addresses it this morning. But
it is weird timing, isn't it? It's strange he wouldn't do this before the actual election.
Now, is it bad for him or bad for the people who have been bringing this up? I mean, if nothing else, Trump at least has some vindication in that he gets Obama, he goads him enough to respond.
Yeah. That's what
which
I mean.
He hasn't
this
done
is
before.
Pretty serious for him to respond
so
now.
So if he's responding, that means that Trump has traction.
Mm-hmm.
One way or another, whether you discredit this or not, Trump has forced the issue.
He did. That's interesting.
And that's more important probably than whether or not there was a birth certificate.
Too.
Now we'll have people checking the authenticity of the document.
Right. They'll look at the paper and see if it really is this something that
he
was
photoshopped
made
it
3 weeks ago on a exactly. On a
it's
computer.
Not real.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why anyway, not? Interesting.
Time now for us to look into Roberta's eyes.
Oh.
And see if she needs some Lumitone.
Ah.
Lumitone is perfect for the bags and the redness and the puffiness and all that other stuff. You get dark circles under your eyes?
Always.
Blend a dab of Lumitone under your eyes for an instant shimmer. Roberta, Lumitone reduces the appearance of dark circles, and it does it right away. You can look at all these before and after pictures. As a matter of fact, Richie.
Yeah.
I always like doing this. I'm holding the before and after pictures up to the camera. You see it?
Yes.
Those of you who are following along, go to DougStephan.com, click on the video, watch us the perfect depiction of this. Actually, there's another picture below it. You see the woman? There's three pictures of the woman. Is it clear enough to see what it was like before and after with that woman?
Actually, we can do this. Yeah, right. You want to see a better before and after picture?
Sure, why not?
All right, put down the paper.
I have.
All right, look into the camera.
I am.
Take your glasses off.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
I'm doing the same thing.
All right.
I am the before.
Look at yours and look at mine.
I'm the before and you are the after.
There you go. Bingo.
There you go.
I've been fortunate.
Wow.
Even though I don't get a lot of sleep, I haven't had this problem. Look but a lot of you do. And the Lumitone uniqueness, the cream, which is derived from a soft, silky powder base, is not greasy. It's not oily. It matches any skin tone. And you know what? It's free. Free. Your first jar is free of Lumitone. Call 800-894-3302 right now. You'll get a wonderful booklet explaining how this anti-aging eye cream works. 800-894-3302. Pay a small shipping handling fee, and it's yours. Lumitone.
Guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything, anytime? Wish you could have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with Progene Daily Complex. Progene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Right now, you too can try a free month's Progene supply absolutely free. 800-690-9738. Supplies are limited. 800-690-9738. 800-690-9738. Shipping and processing fees apply.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Holt Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rent-a-center.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the sandstorms of the Mojave...
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
It's birthday time.
Love it.
And the first celebrant is 89-year-old Jack Klugman. A lot of people thought he wasn't going to make it because he doesn't have a voice anymore because he had cancer of his larynx.
Remember we had him one a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
The guy's still great, but he had a hard time getting it out. Yeah.
Right. Oscar in The Odd Couple. Award-winning actor, got an Emmy for The Defenders, The Odd Couple.
Quincy.
He was in The Days of Wine and Roses. A lot of movies that are sort of friendly, fun movies. Born in the state, 1922. Happy birthday to Jack Klugman. I think Quincy was one of the great television shows. A lot of shows have come out of that.
That was the first Emmy.
Yeah, it was.
Show.
And now the one that I like the best is the one with Dana DeLacy.
Yeah.
It's on now, Body of Evidence. That's a good show.
Yeah.
All right. Next up is another big performer, Kamal Amin Kasem.
Who?
How it's pronounced at home. Over here, he's known as Casey Kasem.
Ah.
Radio announcer.
Like Shaggy.
American Top 40 host. He was in early days. He was in a lot of. He played characters on various television shows.
He was he wasn't the Great Kazoo. Who was he in the Flintstones?
He was in Charlie's Angels, a recurring role in Hawaii 5-0, the original one, The Hardy Boys Mystery. His wife is a knockout. And
hey, Scooby.
His voice.
That's him right there.
Shaggy. There it is. Yep. Yeah. 79 years old today, Casey Kasem.
So until next time, keep your feet on the ground
and keep reaching for the stars. Yeah. All right, anyway. He's, 79, born in the state, 1932.
Yeah.
We're going to still be doing this, Richie, just like him when I'm 79.
Absolutely.
So who's next? Judy Carn from Laugh-In. Real name is Joyce Betterill. I was on Laugh-In.
Nice choice on the name change, Joyce.
Yeah.
Good job.
What's her famous line?
Sock it to me.
Sock it to me. Right. She's in a lot of other stuff, too.
Whoa.
For her role here.
I thought Goldie Hawn was a sock it to me.
No. Goldie Hawn was the...
she was the go-go
girl. Dumb brown. Dumb.
So Judy Carn was dumb. A sock it to me?
Yep.
Yes.
Right. Yep.
I was just a wee little one back then.
I know you were, Richie.
Not to take your word for it.
Give me the benefit of the doubt.
Remember how revolutionary that show was?
Yep. Sure was. A lot of fun.
I mean, I was like four or something like that, but I liked all the colors.
Yeah.
The colors were cool.
Good for you, Richie. Next up, the drummer for April Wine, Jaron Mercer.
I sent Jennifer a link to this song a few weeks ago because CRN has a wine show and they were having their April Wine dinner.
Get it? April Wine.
Isn't there a Jewish holiday in April?
Next is the main ingredient.
No, next is... this is Cuba Gooding's father. Look at that. First, I think it was Cuba Gooding. His father was a singer with the main ingredient, 67
really?
Today. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Cuba Gooding
Sr.
versus Cuba Gooding Jr.
And then we get some
that.
More old soul.
Herbie Murrell, a singer with the Stylistics, 64 today. Happy birthday to him. Let's see, who we got here? Kate Pearson, one of the B-52, 63 today. That is.
Who is the lesbian lover of a girl I went to school with.
Very nice.
That's hot. Yeah.
Douglas Sheehan is Ben Gibson on Knot Landing, 32 today. Ace Frehley, guitarist with Kiss, is 60 today. Sheena Easton, the singer, is 52 today. James LeGros is Mark and Allie McNeely, 49 today. He's recognizing his son. Will Boyd, bass player for Evanescence. Is that
Evanescence.
Okay. He said that. 32. And Patrick Stump's birthday is today, too.
Older workers have a harder time finding a job than younger workers do.
If you're an older worker and you lose your job, chances are you're going to be out of work longer.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. When older workers are looking for jobs, they often cite years of experience.
But that's not necessarily their best selling point.
Ken Budd, the executive editor of AARP, the magazine.
And if you're not into social media, you're really behind the curve. It's like everyone's speaking German and you're speaking French. CareerBuilder.com did a survey. 50% of hiring managers vet and recruit applicants via social media. So if you're not on LinkedIn or Facebook and your competitors are, you're at a clear disadvantage.
And don't forget Twitter. Developing an online social network is very important. So is getting noticed. Read more about how to do this in the March-April issue of AARP the magazine. Tomorrow, establishing a personal brand. That's Primetime Focus, brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Live from Progressive.
Hello here. Today I'm talking about Progressive Snapshot Discount. It's our biggest discount yet. It's the Grand Canyon of discounts. It's the white whale of keeping cash in your pocket. It's so big astronauts will say, I can see the Snapshot Discount from way up here. Well, you get the point.
The Snapshot Discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 50.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. And most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Sarah Palin.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Oh, she's nice. I think she's gonna be great.
I will never forget that conversation.
I was so excited.
33 past the
woman.
Hour. So here's the we're talking about some hot Asian chick who's a news reporter in Washington.
I just looked up at the TV.
She wants to friend her. So the night that Sarah Palin was brought into, this would have been the summer of 2008 when Sarah Palin was brought into the fray as the vice presidential candidate. I looked at her, and I got on the phone. Within seconds, I got on the phone, and I called Richie and said, I'm voting.
We were on the air, remember? We actually got that story early.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah. We were on the air during this hour.
Yeah. Anyway.
And I was all excited because it was a woman, and you guys were all like, whoa, look at her. I didn't vote for her.
Yep, knuckles dragging the whole bit.
I like her.
That's pretty much the feeling I have right now. Yeah. I just friended Annie Yu on Facebook.
Nice going.
She's also a Washington Redskins cheerleader.
Good for her. Mm. All right, anyway. Well, earlier, I told you, Roberta, I had this feeling that there might have been a conspiracy between Donald
Trump. Hey, my wife's online, too.
Good. Trump. And Obama to discredit the Republicans. Now the birth certificate or certificate of birth, whatever it is, you know, you can still throw apples at that if you want to. I'm done with it. I'm convinced. Not that I really gave a before. I didn't. It wouldn't have made any difference to me. It was just another reason for somebody not to vote for the guy. But I didn't vote for him. I didn't want to vote for him.
Yeah, it really doesn't make a difference.
Cares?
I mean, okay, the birther movie.
He's not my candidate.
Whatever. But it does make a difference to me whether someone is legally running for the president as they were born in this country. That matters to me.
Otherwise, I just shouldn't have Arnold Schwarzenegger run for president. I mean, he'd be at least better than this guy. Now, Roberta's going to choke on that, and we'll move on.
But can I ask if they born in Kenya, what happens? Do we impeach him? What happens?
It's a good question.
What's the big deal?
What happens?
Send him back to Kenya.
But it's here legally, maybe.
Yeah. No, why do they keep bringing
father
this
may
up?
Have been an illegal.
Good Lord.
This is ridiculous, isn't it? All right, so I'm looking at a picture of, I might as well just go over this for a minute. I'm looking at a picture of Saddam Hussein. Saddam Hussein. Of Barack Obama's. Where the hell did that come from?
Oh, man.
Barack Obama's.
Just gone to a commercial break.
Yeah.
Check, please. Excuse me, Mr. President.
Look at that picture of Saddam Hussein.
No, is that Hussein?
Oh, I mean, the dad.
Everybody keeps bringing up that Hussein thing. So, anyway, his mother, her name is Stanley Dunham.
No.
Not Stanley Dunham.
That was her middle. Her
What's her first name?
Her Mrs. first name is, no, it's, yes. Hold on, it's right
I
here.
Think it is. I'm looking at
it's
a picture of it.
Stanley Dunham, dummy.
I think it is.
Ann
Stanley Dunham.
Yeah.
All
something
right.
like that. Anyway.
Stanley.
So she looks.
This is my mom, Stanley.
Very Three's Company.
Notice Roberta's not laughing at any of this. All right, so Roberta.
Yes, dear.
I'm looking at a picture of Mrs. Obama. What she was never Mrs. Obama. She never married the guy, right?
As far as I know, yes.
I don't think they were married.
You mean Barack's mother?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, the point that I'm trying to make is taking me a long time to get to it.
Yeah, yes, it is, boss. That's why I'm not saying anything until you make your point.
Her signature on
I'm
the
not make it
certificate of live birth says Ann Dunham Obama.
Oh, really?
So maybe she did. I don't know.
She
I
looks,
thought they were married.
I'd rather talk about Charlie Sheen.
Well, I don't know
how interested I am.
But her face, if you look at her eyes, her nose, and her lips, her face, you would think you were looking at Barack Obama. It is that stunning, the connection between his mother and him.
Caucasian.
Except she's white.
Yeah.
But otherwise, not the facial features are all the same.
Are they?
I think okay. She looks exactly, her face and his face are exactly the same. Absolutely. Do we have a picture of his father anyplace? Does that exist? I haven't seen a picture of his father.
I don't know.
I think I have.
Yeah, she does look. Yeah, they look a lot alike. She's got that long face like he had.
Right. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so the White House releases it. You've seen the press, and you've got the Twittering and the Facebook. It's all over that. And the bottom line of this is that Donald Trump wins. That's what all of this is.
Winning.
Donald Trump forced this into... The state that it's in, whether it's legit or it isn't legit, here it is. And why this wasn't done before, who knows?
And all the pressure during the election cycle for him.
So now the conspirators would say this was made up. Somebody's been working on this. It's taken them 4 years to come up with it.
Yeah, 4 years to Photoshop.
But see, I get that, too. Why didn't we see this thing years ago? But B, why do it now because Trump is pushing it? Why? I don't get that.
No,
unless they really think he has a shot.
Yeah, they must. They must be scared of Trump.
Yeah.
That's a statement.
It is.
Why make that statement? Why bring it out and say, I'm afraid Trump is getting to us. We better come out with it.
Yeah. All right, anyway. So what else has happened that's more important? I think that there is a growing concern in our country about weather. And whether you think it's brought about because we have global warming or because we have the continuing changes that the Earth goes through, doesn't make much difference, really. There is a lot of suffering going on. And it kind of like the hurricane. It's almost impossible. Here's the point. It's almost impossible to find a place on the planet that's safe, 100% safe. If there was a place, where do you think it might be? Where could you go on planet Earth?
I mean, they don't have bad earthquakes down there, do they?
Where?
Iowa.
No, Iowa's Tornado Alley.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
Really?
My God.
Yeah,
oh,
absolutely.
Awful. Yeah, yeah. No, I mean, look at the tornadoes. Arkansas,
what
the latest to be hit.
I never hear much.
I think England is safe. Nothing ever happens in England.
They have some pretty wild weather across Saskatchewan, Richie. The lower part of Saskatchewan that's north of Montana, it's the same basic, everything's the same there. It can
what
be pretty, the wide open skies there can bring some pretty torrential rain and stuff. Yes.
What about like Washington, Seattle, Tacoma? You don't hear a lot about
that. But yeah, now earthquakes.
Oh, volcanoes.
Earthquakes, they're in the
volcanoes,
though.
The further north you go in the northwest, less earthquake, more volcano stuff.
Yeah, Mount St. Helens.
Mm. Yeah. But it all, by the way, is triggered by the same basic stuff going on under the current. The plates moving around.
Place on Earth.
Here is an Arkansas resident who there were 9 people killed in Arkansas after these brutal storms hit the state. yesterday and into the morning hours. Tornado tore through the town of Vilonia.
No.
50, 60, 70 houses were destroyed. 12 residents managed to survive a twister by huddling in a storm cellar the size of a closet. Let's see, what else? Mississippi, 3-year-old girl killed when a storm blew a tree under a family home. The levee along the Black River in Missouri breached. There's flooding all over the place. Poplar Bluff is a mess. Thousands of residents have evacuated. So we have, each time we get into a different cycle of the year, fall, it's hurricanes in New England or the north, southeast, we worry about them in the northeast too. You got the earthquakes to worry about on the west coast. You have tornadoes in the Midwest. So that's our country. Where do you go in this country to be absent any of this? I don't think you can find a place in this country to be absent any kind of risk.
Here's a website that looked at climate seismic exposure to pollution, vulnerability to terrorism, economic stability, local food supply and resources,
and they came up with
that the safest place is Powell River, British Columbia.
Okay.
Protected by a lofty barrier mountain to the east and west, while being warned by an inland sea, Powell River is rated by the USDA as having the same climate as Houston and St. Augustine, Florida.
What? British Columbia?
That's what it says.
Hmm. Now. British Columbia is wet just like Oregon and Washington.
Yeah, you would think.
No, that's not right. Anyway, the point is, I was focusing on the United States. There's no safe zone in America. Every place you could live has something at risk.
We're pretty safe here in the Delmarva. I mean, we don't get a whole lot. I mean, there's a tornado pop-up here and there, and there's a little bit of flooding. But,
no.
But I'm just saying that there's no place that's perfect because there's no, you know, there's something. Everybody's at risk for something. And those who are trying, the point I'm trying to make, Richie, is that there are a lot of people that would tell you all of these things make them want to live somewhere else. And people are migrating still to the southwest and the southeast and to certain cities in the Midwest. But for the most part, you're not going to find perfection wherever you go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can, if you're fortunate enough to be able to move around a little, like I am, and you can pick, you know, a place to be in the wintertime where it's not awful. As a matter of fact, it's quite pleasant. And in the summertime, you can be in a situation that's pretty pleasant. That's nice. But if you want to go one place and stay there and expect perfection, other than maybe northern Florida, where we're heard on the jet, Lake City area, Gainesville, north of Orlando, hasn't been overrun by people. The weather there is pretty moderate. Doesn't get real humid.
Have you been there in July?
Not that part of Florida. No, that part of Florida is not as outrageous as southern Florida.
Have you been to Orlando in July?
Roberta, would you like me to
Stop
slap you around?
Wow.
He says north of Orlando.
Now all of a sudden he's north of Orlando.
No,
I'm talking about Valdosta, Georgia, in that area.
I never get to him in
Florida.
Oh,
so, yeah, never.
Right, when did you become a woman beater, by the way?
Richie.
I know.
It's kind of violent of you.
That's a smackdown.
Richie brings out that in me, you know?
Yeah, she does, doesn't she?
All right, here's somebody in Arkansas, this poor person. My God, listen to this. After the tornado. House. Thought it was going to explode. Am I going to do this or are you going to
play? I have it right. No, right.
Then all heck broke loose and something come crashing through the front door and it just, you know, we just thought the house was going to explode any second.
Yeah. And here's somebody else.
Everything you worked for all these years just gone. We're just going to take it one step at a time and just be the best we can. Mm-hmm. That's all we can do.
Mm. All right. You know what? The other thing that I think of when
I
hear
those
this
makes me think
stories,
of?
Would you be quiet until I finish my thought? You can't possibly. You talk about me and ADD and having Tourette syndrome.
Well, because it's there and you're going to move on to some other.
No, I'm not. I haven't finished my thought on that yet.
Okay.
I have not finished my thought.
Don't distract yourself too far away from it.
I haven't distracted myself at all. I was thinking about what everybody that goes through these things, the sort of follow up to what I was saying about people looking for perfection or a great place. Every place has its risk. And there are those people who would say, when there are troubles like that, that our job as Americans is to help other Americans before we go out and help somebody in Africa or somebody in Asia or someplace And there, as a matter of fact, I think the majority of people would tell you, as Roberta just said, we spend way too much money on foreign aid in places that it's not appreciated. And it's time for us to reevaluate all of that stuff. It really is, because it is nonsensical. The only saving grace to some of this foreign aid is that when they give money for specific purposes, like to build the Suez Canal, we pretty much paid for the Suez Canal, but we told the Egyptians and whoever else was bidding, and I forget how it was bid at the time because it was when I was a kid, but it had to be an American company. When they give money to a country and they are going to build something or do something, the caveat is it must be, the money must be used for whatever the practical purpose is that they want it, and it also has to be done by an American company. And so there's a part of that that makes it at least tenable. But then, you know, why are we in all these places where we are spending all this money when there doesn't seem to be practical return for it? We're not going to get any return out of being in Afghanistan. Nothing. Ever. Mm-hmm. So, anyway. Now, Rich, you wanted to put something in perspective.
What was it? Oh, I don't know. You always hear the clip that says we've lost everything.
Yeah.
After one of these storms, and it's sad to think about that.
Yeah.
One thing I've done in thinking about how to prepare for, I don't know, just not a disaster, but, you know, whatever might happen to the house, I've uploaded all of my pictures to an online storage site, whether it be the Picasa or the Flickr or whatever it is. Get your pictures, scan them. As soon as I take pictures, I upload them to my online account. They're there. I don't keep anything on my hard drive anymore when it comes to that stuff. You know, Google Docs, all this, anything on your computer can be in the cloud, as it would say, and you can, it's safe. It's there. If you have a disaster, all of your memories for your whole life are saved somewhere.
And your important documents.
And your important documents. Put them in Google Docs. Hey, somebody just posted on Facebook, Doug.
Yeah?
If you're pregnant with a baby of color and you aspire to a higher office for them, now would be a good time to invest in a video recorder with geotags so you can film the whole thing. So you can film the whole thing from the moment you leave the house to give birth, and there'll be no question that the big event ever happened in the good old U.S.
of
A.
Oh, my goodness.
Good idea to film major U.S. landmarks on the way to the hospital, such as foreclosure signs.
Great. All right. It's, where are we, Richie? It looks like 48 past the hour on Good Day.
It is.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Some might think the perfect cup of coffee is something that can only be found at a favorite coffee shop, but it is possible and much more affordable to brew gourmet quality coffee right in your kitchen. Here are a few tips to get started. Choose your roast and don't be afraid to try something new. Folgers Black Silk Coffee is a good choice for those looking for robust flavors. With its bold yet smooth flavor and enticing aroma, Black Silk Coffee offers a nice change of pace for your morning ritual. Make sure your coffee is properly packed and stored to preserve the flavor. Once opened, coffee is best stored in a sealed container and kept in a dark place. Add steamed or frothed milk to your coffee to provide creamy flavor and texture. With warmer days ahead, save your morning coffee in the refrigerator. Then...
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at SeedsNow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, SeedsNow.com. Your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
A mission that will be inspirational in quite a few ways. Good morning, I'm David Weiss with News That Matters. So far, the countdown is proceeding smoothly for the launch of the Space Shuttle Endeavour.
4, 3, 2.
Well, let's not get ahead of ourselves. Endeavour is scheduled to lift off from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida this Friday afternoon at 3:47 p.m. Eastern Time. This will be the 25th and final flight of the Endeavour as the shuttle program winds down. And if that isn't inspiring enough, you have this. Endeavour's commander is Mark Kelly. He is married to Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords, who was critically wounded in that mass shooting in Tucson, Arizona, back in January. Since that time, Giffords has undergone months of rehab. Her husband says she has been pushing herself hard with the shuttle mission in mind.
It's something she's been looking forward to for a long time. She's been working really hard to make sure that her doctors would permit her to come.
That's right. Gabrielle Giffords plans to be there this Friday when her husband and the five other crew members of the Endeavour lift off. Kelly says his wife has made great progress.
She's, you know, more than medically ready to be here, and she's excited about making this trip.
And what about your trip, Commander Kelly?
We're really ready to do this on Friday. It looks like we're going to have some great weather.
Yes, when it comes to launching a shuttle, it is all about the weather. And forecasters say conditions look very favorable for this Friday afternoon at the Kennedy Space Center. The weather, however, not so favorable elsewhere, as that massive storm system continues to track across the eastern half of the country. More about that in a moment, but first, here's something else that will matter to you.
I just got this crazy urge for Ruffles loaded chili and cheese chips.
Interesting. Maybe you have an identical twin who's hungry for them, and you're sharing it through a weird twin connection.
If I do, he must be dying for that meaty, cheesy crunch right now.
An identical twin. That is so awesome. I've always wanted a brother.
That's great. I'm going to go grab two bags from that store over there and find him.
Coming to find you, brother. We're going to eat crunchy snacks together, like a real family.
Ruffles loaded chili and cheese chips. The hunger you can't explain.
Flowers blooming, soccer starting, dust bunnies flying. All signs that say, Candace, stock up at Sam's Club.
Member Candace Reed on the Sam's Club Spring Stock Up event. With big savings on brand name essentials like Cascade, Glade, Quilted Northern, and more. Not a member? Join now, get a gift card up to $25, and watch the savings add up.
It's a sure sign you're at Sam's Club.
Stock up for spring April 25th to May 3rd at Sam's Club and samsclub.com. Savings made simple.
Strong earnings reports and a better level of consumer confidence helped to push the Dow higher yesterday, up 116 points, closing at 12,595. S&P and NASDAQ up as well. Oil prices basically flat, down just 7 cents a barrel, settling at $112.21. Severe weather taking aim at much of the eastern part of the country today. The greatest risk of stormy weather expected to be in eastern Mississippi, western Alabama, central Tennessee. At least one person killed last night in Sharp County, Arkansas, when a violent weather system moved over that area. More than 40 suspected tornadoes were reported from Texas to Kentucky yesterday alone. President Obama wants an end to tax breaks for oil and gas companies. In a letter to congressional leaders, he cites concerns about damage to the economy from spiking gasoline prices. The letter asks lawmakers to support closing tax loopholes that benefit giant oil and gas companies. We have some news about the CBS Evening News.
This is the CBS Evening News with Katie Couric.
And Katie Couric has confirmed to People Magazine she is getting ready to leave the actor desk on the CBS Evening News. Her five-year contract with CBS ends in early June. And finally, we have more royal wedding tidbits for you. Hit it! First of all, a 56-year-old man from London named John Lowry became the first person to camp out in a prime spot in the area where the royal wedding procession will pass this Friday. John started his camp out this past Monday night. No word on how he plans to answer the royal call of nature along the way. He may need at least one royal flush. And two British bakers were chosen by the royal family to produce separate his and hers wedding cakes. That's right, they'll have two cakes. Royal cake master Fiona Cairns is in charge of the bride's cake, said to be a traditional creamy white with multiple tiers, and the flowers for the frosting are modeled on the architectural flourishes at Buckingham Palace. Very fancy, just like the cake at my wedding. As for the groom's cake, Paul Courtney from a bake shop called McVitie's is Prince William's baker. Tell us more, Paul.
We were asked by the palace if we would make a cake that was one of Prince William's favorite cakes. It's the palace's recipe, and they swore me to secrecy.
Ah, come on. Paul, tell us about the cake.
It's going to be literally covered in chocolate decoration. It's going to look absolutely beautiful.
I'm sure it will be. The royal couple, they will have their cakes and eat them too. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Joe, technician from SafeLight Auto Glass.
My last customer was a busy mom with lots to do until she noticed a big crack in her windshield. She didn't want to drive with her baby in that car, so she scheduled online at SafeLight.com. No one makes replacing a windshield easier. Plus, she loved how SafeLight emails a photo of the technician, so she knew who was coming to her house and how soon.
Call 1-800-800-2727 or go to SafeLight.com.
SafeLight Repair, SafeLight Replace.